The fourth practice, taking inventory on the medicine wheel. Searching fearlessly within the four directions. Having committed to a new way of living, we now undertake the challenging work of self-examination. This is a comprehensive inventory of our inner landscape, not an exercise in self-punishment, but a practical stock-taking, like assessing which tools in our lodge are useful and which have become harmful. Indigenous wisdom recognizes the shadow as a teacher. The Lakota concept of the Heyoka, the sacred clown who does things backwards, reminds us that truth often hides in what we least want to examine. Our work is to search out the patterns of thought and behavior that have caused our suffering and contributed to the suffering of others. We examine ourselves through the medicine wheel's four directions. East, physical. Where have I harmed or neglected my body, which is a sacred vessel? South, emotional. What resentments do I carry? The ancestors knew that resentment is poison. We drink it hoping another will be harmed. List every person, institution, or principle with whom you are angry. Then ask, what part of my pride, security, or ambition felt threatened? And finally, with rigorous honesty, what was my part in each situation? West, spiritual. Where have I been disconnected from the sacred? Where have I lived in opposition to natural law? North, mental. What patterns of thinking have led me astray? What fears have governed my choices? What lies have I told myself and others? This inventory also includes examining the harm we have caused others, especially in our closest relationships. The goal is not self-condemnation, but clarity, seeing our part in the difficulties of life and identifying what must change. Daily practice. Set aside sacred time to write without judgment. Let the truth emerge onto the page. Remember, secrets kept in darkness retain their power. Truth written in light begins to heal.